everybody, and welcome to my podcast, Fulfillment in Faith. I am your host, Shannon Bondor, and I am a best-selling author, mentor, mindset and manifesting coach, and public speaker. Today's episode is a continuation of my series, You Are Not the Only One. I was brought forth to do this series because during my healing from my addiction to alcohol, there were so many times that the universe had brought me to silence. And during those times is when I learned so many things about myself and I was guided. I was guided to talk openly about my past, my abuse, my addiction, and to speak my truth. From those moments of silence is when we learn, we grow, we teach, and then we help others. Hello, everyone. I'm so pleased to have this amazing woman, which has taken the time out of her very busy day. She is from around, well, across the world from us in Canada. So it is an absolute pleasure to announce Dr. Anoum Gahar. So welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, Shannon. What about you?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. So, Dr. Anoum, can you please tell the audience members a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and then after that, you are more than welcome to just go right into your story of what brought you to your silence and to your stillness and your success that you have today.
Thank you so much. Firstly, I would like to thank you, Shannon, for bringing me to this platform and giving me this opportunity to share my story with the women around the world. And I'm Dr. Anoum Gahar. I'm from Pakistan. So I am from Karachi. Karachi is the hub of Pakistan. So we have seaports here. We have airports, international airport here. So a lot of trading, a lot of businesses are running through this city. So it's a major city of Pakistan. And I'm a pharmacist by profession. And apart from that, I have jumped into the self-development industry back in 2020. So my story starts, I would say, the way when I was born. So my story starts from there. I was born in a family alongside three brothers. And being treated like a queen every single day, because I am from a Kashmiri family. So while being in that family, in my paternal side, mostly my father's side, the woman, they are stay at home, whether they have achieved big degrees, whether they are very, I would say, very educated enough or equipped with skills, you can say anything, but still, the woman, they used to stay at home. So I had this mindset of seeing my mother, my aunts, that they are all staying at home and they're graduated from good universities and good school. Despite of that, they were just doing house chores and taking care of the families. But being in that scenario, I had developed some fears and some limitations and some patterns that had halted my growth way back in when I was graduated. When I graduated from pharmacy school, so, and I still remember the day. It was the, I would say, I was feeling like I over the moon at that day. Like, yeah, I'm now a pharmacy graduate and I can conquer the world right now. But the divine power has something different plan for me. So yeah, I got into the professional career. And it is the Pakistan's first drug and poison information center. And I was a clinical pharmacist there. But somehow, Shannon, I resigned from my job just after 4 months. And this happened just because I was into so much of limitations and fears that people didn't acknowledge my efforts. They didn't want me to see growing, or they didn't want me to work even in a better way. So I just resigned from my job because the culture was a bit toxic there. There were some bullying and some bashing around. Like, the women are usually taunting that you shouldn't do this, you should do this thing in this way, you shouldn't be talking to that person. So I always had this feeling of being treated like a small kid in that organization and be always being taught and always being said things that you should stay there and you should take calls, you should take breaks in these timing. So I was a kind of a girl who want freedom, who want independence, and who want to do something different in life. So I resigned from my job, and that very day I decided that I'll do something about my life, and I got into a certificate course. It was certificate in entrepreneurship. It was being held in a very leading business schools of my country, and I completed that course and I started my first venture with the name of Depeer, and it was an online venture. And I started earning some amount from it, but unfortunately it was a partnership kind of a venture, so I had to shut it down because some of my friends, they moved to different countries, they got married, some had some issues with their families. So yeah, again the limiting beliefs and the destructive patterns were taking over me, and I was way back into the anxiety and depression back in 2017. So after some time, I got married, and I got married to an amazing man. But the family that I was married in, here the women were doing wonders. They were taking care of the home. They were driving. They were studying. They were doing jobs. They were doing a lot of things. And I was from a family where I was just being pampered every time. Like everything was there for me. Like whenever I say something to my father or my brother, they just bring that thing to me. So I was in a very destructive pattern at that time. And being married to a different family where women were taking charge of their lives, it has been a 360 degree shift in my life, being in that scenario. And way back in 2020, I encountered a very difficult situation in my life. It was an ectopic pregnancy, and it took me almost a month to figure it out what should I have to do with this condition. So being in the hospital visits every now and then, taking medicines, and in the end, I have to go for the surgery. And I still remember that day, Shannon. It was the 26th of February 2020 when my doctor has planned a surgery for me. And she said this, that you have to sign the consent form, because my parents weren't there, because they weren't expecting that I had to go through a surgery. And my husband was so reluctant to sign the consent form because it was clearly written on that form that it is a matter of life and death. So if situations happens, you cannot blame us for anything that would happen to this lady, because this lady has been in this condition for the last 3 months. So you cannot put a blame on that hospital for the surgery and for the outcomes of the surgery specifically. So yeah, I have signed the consent form of my own surgery at that very day, and I have given my national ID card to them that yeah, I am responsible for my surgery, and I take the full charge of it. Just do it and you see what happens. And luckily, I would say by the help of my Lord, I got recovered after that surgery. And then I realized, yeah, I have to change my mindset and I have to work about it. And then I started searching about different courses in self-development industry. So I came across with this word, neuro-linguistic programming, and I jumped into it. I did my first self-development industry certification, neuro-linguistic programming certification from USA back in 2020 from Dr. Richard Bandler, who is the father of NLP. And it was a privilege to be taken this program from him. And way after way, I would say, how I didn't know what has been the exact reason that I am here with you right now. But yeah, I would say this, the main reason that I'm sitting with you here right now and sharing my story with you is the consistency in my actions over the years, that I have put efforts over the years with the things that I were doing. And recently it's been like an year now that I have published my, I have published my book, on Amazon. It is with the name of Canvas of Love, and it's on Kindle as well. It is basically a collection of stories, and from my real clients who had been through different life situations like verbal abuse, physical abuse, domestic abuse, and the limitations and the destructive patterns. I would say these souls are the most courageous enough that they were willing to share their part of story with the world, with the woman across the world.
What I love about your story is how you're so forthcoming about how you were spoiled. Everything was handed to you on a silver platter. And you took charge realizing that, yeah, I've got all of this, but you're very humble about it. And you're like, this is not what I want. I want to go out there and I want to create my own life. And that is something that I just find to be so courageous. And to have that realization of that, because there's so many women out there that wish that they could have had the life like you had or have. And then there's you that's like, it was wonderful, but you know what? I wanted more. There's so much more out there for me, where that's just incredible. So I want to congratulate you on that, because that all in its own, because most women would just sit in that. I'll be honest with you. Most women would sit in that, but you knew that you had a higher purpose and you had that awareness. And of course we all know that are doing this type of work is the awakening and the awareness is the number one thing that you have to come to the realization of, right? So good for you. Good
Thank
for
you.
So what is the biggest thing that you did learn throughout your journey that you would like to share with the audience members?
Yeah, that's the best part. The things that I have learned from my journey is that, yeah, I am enough. I am capable enough. I have the resources within me. I can empower the woman across the world for life, for business, and for beyond. Like, it is beyond the imaginations. And I can truly help them rewrite their own story just the way I did. I'm not the same Dr. Anam. I'm not the same Anam as a child who has been spoiled way back. So the Anam has totally changed. And she's equipped with a different kind of, I would say, skills, knowledge, and gratitude. So yeah, I want to create these Anams in a more better way for the society, inshallah.
And what I like about that, like you said, you are not from, you know, that same person as your childhood. And that's one thing that I really, really want people to understand, that yes, everything does come within. And it doesn't matter what type of background you have. Like, our backgrounds are totally different, as you know, right? Like mine was, you know, addiction, abuse, all of that. But yours was absolutely wonderful. But what it really boils down to is the fact that, yes, everything comes from within, no matter what, no matter what your background is, no matter what culture you come from, no matter if your color is pink, blue, purple, it doesn't matter. Everything stems from what's happening with inside, because we are one with the universe.
Absolutely.
Yes. And to know that whatever we want to create, it all comes within us, within our mind. And there are no limits. And, you know, your journey was different than mine, but at the end, we come together and we see it and we understand it. And that's what we're trying to teach people out there, that everything comes from within. And that's absolutely beautiful. So what is it that you would like to share with the audience, the biggest advice that you could possibly give them?
Okay. So there are a lot of things, Shannon, since we have been in this industry of mindset and transformation for quite a long time. So there are a lot of things, a lot of lessons we can share. But the most important thing that what I have learned from my, I would say, my this self, and I really want, you know, when we achieve something and when we see us as a figure in a society who can help the woman to bring out the best in them, what the thing you actually want your younger self to learn at that age when you are suffering from a lot of issues. So the things that I have learned now and the message that I want to deliver to the world is that you have to first discover about your own self, who you are from within. Mm-hmm. And then you have to learn about the resources that you are equipped with, your natural gifts and talents. So we all are blessed with all of these things. But what happens is that we get overshadowed by our own limitations, our own limiting beliefs and negative quotes, that we don't give focus to those resources. So we operate from the state of unresourcefulness.
And one thing that I want to add to that too, which I am so thankful now, is all of your hidden talents and your purpose is in all of those experiences that you had to learn from. So say, for example, with me, right? I grew up in addiction and trauma and abuse, all of that. And now, because I've experienced all of those things, those were actually a gift from God. People don't understand that, but it's through your traumas that it's actually gifts. These are the things that I needed to go through to experience so I could help the hundreds of people out there. And that's what I'm doing. I've now converted those traumas into gifts through my experience that I can talk openly. I can help people to raise their vibration, to get through their experiences so they can be the best version of themselves. And that's what people need to understand. Don't run from those experiences. Stop. Look at those experiences. Study those experiences. Feel those experiences, because that's what's going to help you grow. That's what's going to make you go further. That's what's going to help you to teach others.
Absolutely.
It's all there. But everybody's too worried about running from it, right? Running from it. You can't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are very right about it. So these experiences are actually the defining moments of your life.
Yes.
And it builds so much, I would say, some sort of coding. And you can learn take out the positive quotes from that experience, and you can apply it on your life, and you will see some amazing results.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And that's where you see the contrast within your life.
Yeah.
The biggest, my biggest phrase that I actually love, and I let my students know, is the quote, "Thank you for doing me wrong." Because when you look at things like that, those experiences where people did you wrong, there is so many teaching, learning experiences through that, because that's how you know what you like and what you don't like. And unfortunately, those are the things that you have to go through, because you can't have things all, you know, absolutely wonderful, because you're not growing then. So these little bumps are brought into your life. So then you've got contrast. Embrace those times of contrast and look at them and say, yes, this is what I'm learning from this particular, you know, experience. That's where you got to take the blame out of it and, you know, feeling sorry for yourself. If you can step back from that ego of yours and see things, the lessons for what they really are, that's what we have to do. And just have that different perspective, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So where are you now in life?
I am, alhamdulillah, growing. And after being an international author, the life has changed in a manner that people now acknowledge my efforts. They see, this is the figure who has achieved things in her life, and she has been through these challenges. If she can achieve these things, then why not us? So somehow things are getting in line. I'm giving away my personal 10 weeks coaching program through Zoom and through different platforms, where I help women to gain that self-confidence, specifically the women who are staying at home, who are on career breaks, the mothers who are having child, or the mothers who are facing the postpartum depression. So I'm working with these kinds of women right now, and I'm helping them to regain their power, their inner power, and utilize it for a greater purpose. And I would say, alhamdulillah, most of my clients have shown me some amazing results. Most of them has started their own company from their living room while being with that infant, with 2 months old infant. So it's just incredible.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So everything that she just said is going to be in the notes of the podcast. So just when you listen to this podcast, just scroll to the notes and all the information is there. Oh, this was absolutely wonderful. Like, you definitely are an inspiration to hundreds of women out there. It was an absolutely amazing time sharing this space and energy with you. Final words. Is there any final words that you would like to say to the audience?
Yes. There is one thing that I always follow in my life every single day. And that is basically a quote from my book, and I would like to share it here.
Absolutely. I would love that. Yeah. Yes.
So every no is a yes to something better. So I've learned it hard way, but yes, this is the, I would say, the secret to my success.
That, you know what, that's wonderful. I definitely resonate with that. That is so good. Well, I want to say thank you so much for being on my podcast. It was an absolutely honor and a blessing. And thank you for being on my journey. This was wonderful.
Thank you, Shannon, for bringing me to the light. And I wish you best of luck for your upcoming endeavors.
I want to say thank you for sharing this time with me, and don't forget to subscribe so you receive every episode, and please share this podcast with others. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram, and if you would like more information on my mindset and manifesting coaching, go to shannonmondor.com. Until next episode, blessings to all, and thank you for being a part of my journey.